faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird,
it's a plane,
it's Superman!
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with amazing physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Today, in his guise of Clark Kent, Superman receives startling news from Robin, the young companion of the famous Batman, who, visibly upset, exclaims...
Batman is gone, Mr. Kent.
Gone? What do you mean, Robin?
I mean he's gone, and I'm afraid we'll never see him again.
All right, gang, get set now for more Superman contest winners. You may be among these, so listen carefully. Out of Hackensett, Fargo, North Dakota, William Frost, Hastings, Nebraska, Jim Deller, Bellevue, Kentucky, Robert Jones, Jackson, Mississippi, Nancy Humphrey, Grants Pass, Oregon, Gail N. Dalbert, Buffalo, Rita Schweitzer, Brooklyn, New York, Mary Powell, St. Paul, Minnesota, Henry Phillips, Atlantic City, Dollar Richardson, Tioga, Colorado, John Watkins, Grinnell, Iowa, Jerome Isaacs, Bronx, New York, Florence Brooks, Denver, Pete Kutralakos, Dover, New Hampshire, Joan Eisenstadt, Miami Beach, Florida, Mickey Speakman, Wilmington, Delaware, Robert Grasso, Glastonbury, Connecticut, Jimmy French, Louisville, Kentucky, Patricia Taylor, Long Beach, California, James Harvey, Columbia, Mississippi, Boyd Connor, Crown Point, Indiana, Marion Dougherty, Holland, Michigan, Robert Winchell, Port Ewan, New York, Mary McDaniel, Bethel, Ohio, Lynn Papp, Fairmount, North Dakota, Joseph Ponachevsky, Newark, New Jersey, Gene Thomason, Arkadelphia, Arkansas, Chickie Kaplow, New York City, Don Boblatt, Overland, Missouri, Catherine Smith, Laurel, Mississippi, Pat Strickland, Gainesville, Florida, Barbara Hammond, Lewiston, Maine, Mary Kane, Tipton, Iowa, Alvin Wyman, Southbury, Massachusetts, Henry Wegeman, Corona, New York, Robert DeBow, Hagerston, Maryland, Junior Dion, Augusta, Maine, Cletus Seifers, Nettleton, Arkansas, Douglas Near, San Francisco, Nancy Carter, Minneapolis, Tom Inman, Pueblo, Colorado, Billy Wiggs, Manville, New Jersey, Leon Zizek of Lynn, Massachusetts, Joe Brown, Vicksburg, Mississippi, Carol Roon, Chicago, Carter Christian, Decatur, Georgia, Robert Godette, Hartford, Connecticut, Jerome Coffer, Brooklyn, New York, Jimmy Buckley, Trenton, New Jersey, and John Robbins, St. Paul, Minnesota. That's all for now. More later in the program, so keep listening.
And now, the adventures of Superman. When Clark Kent, who is really Superman, received an urgent phone call from Robin, the young companion of the famous Batman, he hurried to the handsome mansion which the dynamic duo occupy in their true identities of Dick Grayson and Bruce Wayne. Kent found young Grayson greatly agitated. Just as Kent closed the door behind him, the youngster, choking back tears, exclaimed,
"Batman's gone, Mr. Kent, and I'm afraid we'll never see him again. Oh, gosh, what'll I do, Mr. Kent? What'll I do?"
"First thing you must do, Dick, is pull yourself together and tell me exactly what happened."
I can't. I'm so worried I can't even think."
"Nonsense, you've got to. Now, come on, son. What did you mean when you said Batman was gone and we'd never see him again?"
"Well, I mean he's gone. Forever."
"Forever? He's not dead, is he?"
I'm afraid he is."
"Why do you say that?"
"Because he told me before he went away, if he didn't come back within a week, and if I didn't hear from him, I'd probably never see him again."
"How long ago was that?"
"It was exactly 12 days ago."
"I see. Did he tell you where he was going?"
No, I asked him, but he said he couldn't tell me."
"Well, that's rather unusual. I mean, for Batman not to tell you, isn't it?"
"It's the first time it ever happened."
"Did he give you any idea why he was going away?"
"None at all. He just told me that something very important had come up. Something he just couldn't tell me about."
"That's odd."
"And then he said if he wasn't back inside of a week, he might never come back. Now I'm scared, Mr. Kent.
Take it easy, son. Take it easy. Look, were you and Batman working on any particular case when he went away?"
"No. For once, everything was nice and peaceful."
"It was, eh?"
"Yes, that's why I can't understand it."
"Did you question Alfred, your butler? Maybe Batman said something to him."
"No, he didn't. I asked Alfred."
"What about the police? Did you call Inspector Henderson?"
"Not yet. because I kept hoping Batman would show up.
I see.
And besides, he always told me if ever I was in trouble and he wasn't around, I was to call you.
Uh-huh. Well, obviously he knew he was going into something dangerous or he wouldn't have said what he did. But what gets me is that he didn't leave some clue for one of us just in case.
You'd think he'd do that. But I know he didn't because
Wait, Dick. Do you know where Batman keeps his private papers?
Yes, in a vault in his bedroom. Why?
Do you have a key to the vault?
It's a combination lock. I know the combination,
Good.
But...
Let's go up and have a look at this vault. It's just possible we'll find a clue there. Well, we've looked at everything except Batman's will, Dick. Unless there's something in that to give us a lead, I'll admit I'm stumped.
Might as well open it and see, Mr. King.
Yeah, I suppose so. Well, here goes. Very short. I, Bruce Wayne, being of sound health and mind, declare this to be my last will and testament. Lists several charities he leaves a lot of money to, and I bequeath the bulk of my estate to my friend Richard Grayson. That's you.
Look, are you sure there isn't anything else in his will?
No. Nothing that would give us a lead.
Oh, gosh. What'll we do, Mr. King?
I don't know. Somehow this just doesn't add up, Dick. I'm sure Batman wouldn't have walked out knowing he might never come back without leaving some tiny hint. Wait a minute. Maybe he couldn't. Didn't have time.
Didn't have time?
Look, where were you and Batman? I mean, the last time you saw him.
Right here. I was asleep in my room. He came in and woke me up.
Was he alone?
Sure. Wait a minute. I've been so upset, I forgot about it.
Forgot about what?
I think there was somebody with him. Somebody who was standing right outside my door.
Can you remember who it was?
It was too dark to see well, but I think it was the same man Batman was talking to in the study.
When was this?
Earlier in the evening. Some man came to see Batman. He took him into the study downstairs.
I see. Did you get a look at him?
No, I was getting ready for bed when I heard the doorbell. Batman let him in, and then I heard their voices in the study.
Did you hear anything they said?
No. The study door was closed, you see, and I was pretty sleepy. So all I heard was a murmur of their voices.
I see. Then Batman disappeared that night.
Yes. And now I'm almost sure that man, whoever he was standing right outside my bedroom door when Batman said goodbye to me.
And that may be why Batman couldn't tell you anymore at that time.
That's right.
Of course. Come on, Dick. Let's go down to the study. I want to have a look around there with you. Any luck, Dick? See anything odd, out of place?
No, Mr. Kent. I can't find anything in this room that wasn't here before.
I can't make this add up, Dick. Because I'm so sure Batman wouldn't have walked out without leaving us some hint or... Wait a minute, what's this?
Oh, that's our recording machine. We use it to record important phone calls or some special radio programs.
I see. When's the last time you or Batman used it, do you remember?
Well, sure. Time we were trailing the Umbrella Man.
Oh?
We expected him to call up and try and make a deal with us. He did, and the recording of his phone call helped us send him to jail.
Yes, I remember that story. That was several months ago.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, you must have used it since then.
No, that was the last time. I remember because I put a new spool of recording wire on the machine just a day or two before Batman disappeared. And we had no occasion to use it since.
Well, there's something recorded on that new wire, Dick.
Huh? Holy smokes, is there?
Uh-huh. And this may be just what we're looking for.
What do you mean, Mr. Kent?
If the wire was blank a day or two before Batman disappeared, and now there's something recorded on it, it may mean Batman used the machine when he was with the stranger on the night he disappeared.
You mean Batman might have recorded something on the machine to tell us where he went?
Could be. Let's play the recording back and find out.
Eagerly, Clark Kent and Dick Grayson prepare to play back the recording. Will they hear anything that will give them a clue to the disappearance of the famous Batman? We'll be back in a moment to find out in the dramatic climax of today's episode. So keep listening.
Stand by now for more contest winners. Here they are. Anthony Tolarico, Brooklyn, New York. Sven Bauman, Rochester, New York. William Ellis, Roxbury, Massachusetts. Bob Saylor, Holland, Kentucky. Sylvia Sherman, Norwich, Connecticut. Wilma Hill, Springfield, Missouri. Dana Sorantos, New Brunswick, New Jersey. Jeremiah Lee, Columbus, Ohio. David McHole, Tacoma Park, Maryland. Carl Vassar, Pittsburgh, Massachusetts. Robert Tillman, Washington, D.C. Paul Berenger, Denver. Billy Swanson of Miami, Florida. Howard White, Dover, Delaware. Alan Waxman, Denver. Warren Gunter, Rodando, California, Joyce Kohler, Louisville, Kentucky, Lorene Gertz, Victoria, Kansas, Bruce Bogard, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, Patty Bowles, Morristown, Indiana, John Crew, Oak Park, Illinois, Charlotte Redmond, Atlanta, Georgia, William Chase, Newton Center, Massachusetts, North Shine, Bridgeport, Connecticut, John Campbell, Hyatts, Maryland, Daryl Sinier, Alton, Illinois, Robert Sullivan, Concord, New Hampshire, Gerald Hyman, Trenton, New Jersey, Joan Sadler, Bowling Green, Kentucky, Gary Shelton, Fort Wayne, Indiana, Alfred Handy, Astoria, Long Island, Della Folkler, East Akron, Ohio, Charles Brown, Rochester, New York, Mary Haggins, Wilmington, North Carolina, Virginia Carrington, Oklahoma City, Ronnie Hooban of Woodridge, New Jersey, Roswell Rudd, Clinton, New York, Jack Moore, Alabama City, Billy Clark, Grand Haven, Michigan, John Davis, St. Louis, Arlene Klein, Newark, New Jersey, Carol Pace of Elwood, Indiana, Johanna Prescott, Sioux City, Frank Wright, Los Angeles, Judith Wilson, Brooklyn, New York, Judy Yoxthimer, Warren, Ohio, Carolyn Newton, Wilmington, North Carolina, Constance Brown, Milledgeville, Georgia, Robert Moltz, Bronx, New York, and Ethel Miller of Cape Girardeau, Missouri. That's all we have time for today, gang. If you weren't among these, you may be on tomorrow's list. So don't fail to listen.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
In the famous Batman study, Clark Kent and Dick Grayson, who is Robin, are about to play back a spool of wire discovered in a recording machine in an effort to find a clue to Batman's mysterious disappearance. Adjusting the machine, Kent calls out,
"Okay, Dick, turn it on."
"Right, Mr. Kent, here goes."
"That's a strange request, Mr. Jones, you said your name was?"
"That's Batman, Mr.
Jones." "Jones is right, Mr. Wayne. But strange or not, I insist that you come to my place with me now to discuss the matter."
"Is that the man you heard with Batman that night, Dick?"
"Uh-huh."
"Why can't we discuss it right here?"
"Because, as I explained before, I prefer to discuss such an important matter in my own home, or in some neutral place, if you prefer."
"You think I might have spies around here, huh?"
"Let's just say I prefer not to take chances."
"I see."
"What are they talking about?"
"Quiet, Dick, you'll find out."
"Mr. Jones, you don't want to take chances, but you don't hesitate to ask me to take them. You come here with some cock and bull story."
"It's not a cock and bull story, Mr. Wayne. I've told you the truth."
"Maybe. And maybe your name is Jones. But you must admit it sounds pretty fishy. I mean, telling me as little as you have and then asking me to go somewhere with you alone. How do I know you're not leading me into an ambush?"
"Why should I?"
"Well, I am pretty rich, you know. You may have some ransom idea in your head."
"Gosh, listen quietly."
"That's sheer nonsense, Mr. Wayne, as you'll find out. But we're wasting time. Will you come to my place?"
"Sorry, Mr. Jones. I'm not a coward, but neither am I a fool. You'll have to tell me more."
"And if I refuse?"
"I don't go with you."
"I think you will, Mr. Wayne, because if you don't..."
"Then what?"
"Then I shall be compelled to reveal to the world that you, Bruce Wayne, are Batman."
"What's that?"
"Christopher Columbus."
"Great
Scott."
"Yes, Mr. Wayne. I will publicly reveal that you, Bruce Wayne, and the famous Batman are one and the same."
Shocked, Clark Kent and Dick Grayson stare at each other in wonder and dismay as the recording completes its playback. Who is the mysterious and threatening Mr. Jones who has somehow discovered the secret of Batman's double identity? The secret Batman cherishes as much as Clark Kent guards his own identity as Superman. And what has happened to Batman? Tomorrow, Kent and Robin receive an even greater shock. So don't fail to listen, fellows and girls. Be sure to tune in same time, same station, for Chapter 2 of Batman's Great Mystery on The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time. This program came from New York. Stay tuned to your mutual station for Captain Midnight, which follows in just a moment. And right after Captain Midnight, you will hear Tom Ickx and his Ralston Straight Shooters. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.